In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
It's Wednesday, and we're continuing in our message, The Good Fight, from the pastoral series of messages. We know that Paul admonished Timothy to fight the good fight of faith, and that certainly is an admonition to all of us that we must fight the good fight of faith. And actually, we're not fighting the devil. We are actually taking a stand and taking the whole armor of God, and that's what causes us to be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. So our fight is a spiritual fight. Fight and not a carnal fight. No man is our enemy. Only the enemy is the adversary, and he is the devil.
So the fight of faith really is trusting God to be patient when waiting drives you up the wall. That's where the fight is. I know, like me, I'm not that patient. People think I'm nice. I may be, but I'm not all that patient. So, you know, don't push me too far, you know. I'll be nice until there comes a point I stop being nice. Then I have to go back and apologize for all them nasty things I probably
You're
said.
Nice as long as it doesn't take too long to get to the end result
That's
of whatever
right.
it is.
Or as long as I'm walking on a short bridge.
That's, yeah.
Okay?
As long as you're on a short bridge.
Trusting God to give you peace when really you just can taste a good fight. Just what, Lord, let me put tag him right on the just once. And then we crucify our witness and have the hardest time trying to go back and establish that we really are a Christian. See, this is the fight, all right? And certainly fighting off covetousness when everybody else seems to be more blessed than me. You understand that? Waiting is fighting. You have to fight yourself to wait for anything. Isn't that right? Holding your peace in the middle of a situation, and sometimes it's more important to give in than to lose your witness. So when we talk about fight the fight of faith, we're talking about the fact that the enemy is our flesh. The Bible tells us very plain that the carnal mind cannot please God. The carnal attitude is at enmity with God. And so the person, that's why that's a wonderful choice for the program, The Choice is Yours, a wonderful choice of titles. The choice is yours in every situation. And that was not a new thing. Way back in Deuteronomy, God told Israel, this day I set before you blessing and cursing, good and evil. Choose good so that thou and thy seed may live, may be blessed. You choose it, not me choose it for you. I've set it before you. You have to make a choice. Did a message one time called The Crossroads. Everybody reaches a crossroads in some particular point in their life on some particular subject. And at that point, they have to make the right choice because both roads are available to them. And God is not going to put his hand in the middle of your back and shove you to the right place. You understand what I'm saying?
He leads you. The Bible says that he guides you with his eye.
That's right.
Regardless of what you see, he says he guides you, he guides me with his eyes. And so if when we get over, like Minister Joseph was talking about, when we get so we trust in the Lord to that degree, we're just not going to be moved by what we see with our physical eyes, because what God is trying to do is lead us with his eyes And he know God doesn't make any mistakes. He's not going to take any wrong paths. He's going down the straight and narrow. But
and the latter part of this verse, yeah, the reason I know it has to do with your witness. It says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereto you are also called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. What are you talking about? You've been sounding good. Now don't blow it. Control yourself. That's what the gifts of the Spirit, I don't call them gifts of the Spirit, because when we think of gifts, we think mild, you know. Somebody gave us something, oh, that's so nice, I receive it. I call them the recreated
forces
of the human spirit. Love is a force. Joy is a force. If the joy of the Lord is my strength, it's a force. I mean, love, joy,
peace
is a force. Mm-hmm. Patience is a force. Meekness. When you're 6'5" and 300 pounds and somebody does something to you, it's a fight not to lay them out flat, because you know you can. See? And a person like that, that withholds his temper, withholds his aggressiveness at that point, God looks at as having done far more, you know, than somebody that just went on and blew it. And so all those things are not merely gifts, not merely fruit, I should say. Mm-hmm. When I think of fruit, I think of something, you know, but powerful gifts of the Spirit is the way I look at the fruit of the Spirit. So love becomes not just a dormant kind of, yeah, take it or leave it kind of thing. It becomes a force in your personality. Can you love under difficult circumstances? That's the test of a true Christian. Isn't that true?
The question for the benefit of the tape was,
What part of you is making the decision? Your will. Everybody has a will, and the will is in the soulish area. But here's what happens. Your will is receiving voices from two different places. Mm-hmm. From your spirit and from your flesh, and your mind is sitting up here as the clearinghouse. You understand what I mean? All the information comes into the clearinghouse, and your will decides, there's choice. Your will decides which of those two voices you're going to listen to. Now think about the plight that the unsaved are in when their spirit is not telling them the right thing to do.
Spirit is dead.
They're all only hearing messages from the flesh. And what kicks in to the natural mind is their ability to rationalize, their intellect, and all the things that they rely on because they don't have the spirit to rely on. Mm-hmm. But a believer doesn't need all that intellect because he sits back and he hears the voice of the Spirit of God mm-hmm. coming up into the clearinghouse mm-hmm. and giving him information to make a decision to act on.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody understand that? Yeah. It's your will. It's my will. And getting back over to, there was another one that the Lord gave me this morning, and I won't read all of that now. But you know what Romans, the 7th chapter, talks about. Paul says, my will, well, let's just look over there. Let's the 7th chapter of the book of Romans. It's awesome stuff. Romans is 7th chapter, yeah, on the 17th. Verse 18. Mm-hmm. For I know that in me, see, until you know this, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, until you and I recognize that this flesh that we are housed in does not have anything good in it. It is an enemy. Okay? He says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me. I want to do what is right. People who are going around doing things wrong and being contentious, they're miserable because there's something on the inside of them that wants to do right. He says, to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. We don't have a problem. The will is there, but it's the performing of the will which is the good part. He said the will is, the good part is present. My flesh is not in my flesh. My flesh wants to do wrong every day of the week, 7 times a day, 24 hours a day. It never wants to do what is right because it's not alive to the things of God. But my spirit is alive to God, and God is constantly sending out those signals and those messages telling me, like you said, going to the clearinghouse. And it's in the clearinghouse that we release our will to either do right or do wrong. But we already know.
What verse are you in?
In verse 18 of Romans, the 8th chapter.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Back up. 7th chapter. Did you
no,
say?
No, I was in 7:18.
7:18. Go over to 8:7 just for a minute. 6. For to be carnally minded is death.
Absolutely.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity or hostile against God. For it is, this is the thing, it is not subject to the law of God.
Not subject at all.
The carnal mind is not subject to the law of God. It is not expected to obey the law of God. Neither indeed can be.
Can be.
So now you see where unsaved people are if you don't get them saved. They cannot obey the law of God.
Cannot. You remember when Mary Fran was here, she says in her meeting, if somebody is acting up, if it's a demonic spirit, it will bow to the name of Jesus. But if it's the flesh, it never bows to the name of Jesus or anything else. So then she just has that person put out.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the Internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.